Now we're going to have our children's verse this morning, and it's John 14. John 13, I'm looking at the wrong page. John 13, just the one before it. And we're going to read just a part of verse 15. And we'll read it all together, and it's just the first statement, because the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking of something that's particular here, but I'm taking this up as something that's general. And the first words are, "For I have given you an example." So let's read these words all together, and that will save any boy or girl straining their brains too much. It's coming near the Christmas holidays. Just that statement, "For I have given you an example." For I have given you an example. I want to talk today about a man who lived a long time ago in the 1700s, and his name was John Francis Wade. If I just said John Wade, you might think I'm talking about John Wayne and you'll get mixed up. John Francis Wade lived a long time ago. Now, when John Wade lived, it was a time when books were being printed, but getting them printed was quite difficult. So John Wade didn't print books, he actually copied books. He was a scribe. He was a very able writer, and he was a very clear writer, and he was a very good writer. Not like the pastor, whose writing is atrocious. And John Wade was often asked, and paid for it indeed, to write copies of manuscripts, music, learned works for institutions or for churches. And the reason we know about John Wade is this, that a long time ago he was asked to go to the land of Portugal, and he was found in the city of Lisbon, not Lisburn, but Lisbon. And there in the city of Lisbon, he was engaged in copying out very carefully in his beautiful script manuscripts, which were very old. And that particular college wanted John Wade to copy them out. He was writing very carefully, as he always did, because he was going to be paid some money for it. It was his livelihood. And he was doing his job, as he always did, very, very well, very carefully and very beautifully. And then, for some reason, in a manuscript he was writing, he wrote these words, "Adeste Fidelis," and the rest in Latin. Now, he also wrote a little tune so that these words could be sung. And there's been a big argument ever since about John Wade's writing. Was it out of his own head, or had he seen something else that he was just copying and writing down? Now, we don't know, but we do know that he wrote in a very beautiful script, and he wrote very clearly, and everyone could read it. And a long time later, it was way back in 1852, these words were eventually translated, and we'll be singing them, well, next Lord's Day, we'll be singing them a good time before it, and maybe for a few days afterwards. And of course, what we sing is in English, we sing, "O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant." And we'll not argue about whether these were John Wade's words or not, whether he saw them somewhere else, or whether he actually made them up. But we'll be singing them because someone was a very clear writer, and he was a good copyist. So you remember that next week when you're singing them, that we've got these words because of a man who engaged his life in copying. And here in John chapter 13, the Lord Jesus says that we should copy him. John 13, 15, he says, "For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you." Now, we know at that point he'd been washing the disciples' feet, but let's just take these words as a general example. And the Lord Jesus is really saying to us this morning, throughout your life, be a good copyist. Not like John Wayne, of course, copying documents. Some of us couldn't do that. We haven't got the ability. But like a good Christian, following carefully the example the Lord Jesus has given us and living our lives by his blessed example. Let's make sure that this coming week we look to the Savior and we follow in his steps and we do what he has told us to do.